like I said, I don't know if everybody heard it, but since we're going to be walking on the road, stay on this side of the white line. Do not go out the road.
Tour guide Lori Weller leads a group of about 20 cruise ship tourists onto the narrow shoulder on the South Tongass Bridge. The bridge is a highway, and it's also one of the most popular wildlife viewing spots on the island.
Okay, everybody in a group, let's cross the street quickly. There's more room on the outside of the white line over here.
Lori has been a tour guide for Sourdough Tours for 14 years. She says she doesn't see any negative impact from the new rules.
I don't think it's really affected us at all. And I think it's great that the rules are so strict that we're more careful about keeping our people out of the street.
Starting this summer, the borough requires every tour company that brings visitors to Herring Cove to read and sign a list of regulations. Only then can they get the certificate and vehicle permit allowing them to bring people here and park. 17 tour companies went through the steps to get certificates. But how is it actually affecting the day-to-day in Herring Cove? First, here are the new rules. No stopping or parking vehicles on the bridge. No walking in the driving lanes. People are allowed to walk and stand on the narrow shoulder on each side of the bridge. Tour operators need to designate where they're going to park in a commercial or industrial parking area. And they can't drive down Powerhouse Road and park at the end. The State Department of Transportation also lowered the speed limit on the bridge from 45 to 25 miles per hour. Now, let's get back to Lori's tour.
Okay, as we're walking down this dirt road, please stay on the road. As you go off the road to either side, you are on private property. Some people will charge you $2 they had to walk on their property. Other people will just yell at me.
She's leading them down Powerhouse Road. We walk past private property, no trespassing signs. As we walk, one of the tourists, an older woman, trips and falls. It takes help from several people to get her on her feet again. That's one thing some of the tour guides don't like about the new rules. They don't allow larger vehicles to drive down Powerhouse Road and park. Here's Tuvia, a tour guide for Northern Tours, who brought his group to the same place on Powerhouse Road.
Not having the freedom to let people off exactly where they want, especially if you have old people who can't move, walk as well, and they don't want to walk to the end of the trail, that's kind of a pain. It does hurt that we can't park here anymore.
Tuvia says the designated parking does make things less stressful, though. And he also says this.
I really wish we could still walk on the bridge.
He says that he was told tour guides could get fined for bringing people onto the bridge.
I'm not sure exactly what all the regulations are.
That's Danny Robb, a guide for Alaska Hummer Tours. He and some of the other tour guides aren't sure if the new rules have affected them because they're not sure what they are. And some of the residents of Herring Cove have noticed.
It's just a wild, chaotic thing out here sometimes.
Paula Jerzak lives at 10 Powerhouse Road.
They were supposed to be making changes out here, and the changes were that we weren't supposed to have any buses going down Powerhouse Road, but there still are buses going down there, and people are still walking on the side of the bridge, but if a bear's there, they're all jumping sporadically across the road again.
Jerzak says the only solution she sees to make the area safe is to build a pedestrian walkway next to the bridge. The Borough Assembly is not planning on building a walkway in this fiscal year. The Planning Department says it's something the State Department of Transportation would have to facilitate. Meanwhile, the Borough has hired 2 part-time tourism compliance agents to monitor Herring Cove and enforce the new rules. Borough Principal Planner Richard Harney says just having them out there is highly effective.
On the white line, folks, please. Thank you.
That's Marco Torres, one of the compliance agents. He's on the bridge with a group of about 20 tourists from Sourdough Tours.
The first responsibility is making sure people are safe, first and foremost. And everything kind of stems from that. So when it comes to kind of making sure, hey, folks, make sure you're behind the white lines here. Thank you. Making sure that people are behind the white lines is to make sure we have cars don't feel like they are going to be a threat to people walking on the bridge.
The compliance agents are allowed to issue citations, a $200 fine for a tour company operating without a required certificate or parking permit, or a $100 fine for violating a specific requirement of the permit. They haven't been heavy-handed with that power. Torres says he and the other agent have filed 3 citations this summer for one tour company, Sourdough Ingersoll, that was operating without a permit. One of the citations was dismissed in court, The other two are still being considered. One local resident, Janet Brandt, says she does not think the tourism compliance agents have made much difference.
Nothing's going to work if they don't enforce it, which they don't.
Brandt has an industrial-zoned property where she allows certain tour companies to park their buses. Holly Knoyer has lived in Herring Cove for 30 years. From her residence on Powerhouse Road, she has a clear view of the bridge.
Right now, what I'm watching as I'm talking to you, I see the compliance officer is waving at the tourists who are leaving, and that's about 50 people walking back. There are three tour buses that are slowed down and backed up on the bridge. The compliance guards have no authority to ask people to not bring their tours onto the bridge, and there could be upwards of 100 people on that very narrow shoulder. We're talking about a 6-inch shoulder.
Knoyer says the rules haven't been as restrictive as some of the Herring Cove residents hoped. She understands why so many tour companies come here. It's a phenomenal place to view Ketchikan's wildlife. But she wishes there was somewhere else for this to happen instead of her front yard. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.